AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Tech with Jess.
With Renault. Tech forward design. Google built in. And up to 50 apps. Rethink Renault.
Well, as it happens, it's not Tech with Jess, but Tech with Adrian Weckler, technology editor with the Irish Independent. Adrian, good morning.
Good morning and happy Christmas, Pat.
Happy Christmas to you. Now, we want to look at the world of tech at the moment, because every single day I'm hearing about, on the one hand, more investment by China in AI, and then I'm hearing about people afraid of losing their shirts on AI in the United States. So what is going on?
Both are correct. So if you look at the this year in the US, about 75% of the returns on the S&P 500 index, which would be a good barometer, are from 41 AI stocks. And you look at the likes of Microsoft, Amazon, Nvidia, Google, Meta, Apple, Tesla. We call them the Magnificent Seven of the big tech companies. They account for 37% of the S&P's performance. So at the moment, in term, if you or your pension fund owns shares as part of your portfolio and you are exposed to AI tech companies, you are up considerably for the year, about a third up in the year. The big question, though, is can this continue or is it a bubble?
Now, the question for pension funds, obviously, they're always in it for the long haul. That's why so many of them are investing in Irish property, for example, apartment blocks and so on, because there's a nice routine, maybe not very dramatic income every year, but it's there. AI could be a bubble. So are the pension funds who've looked at this for the past year likely to cash in now? Get out while the going's good, take their rewards, take their profits, and watch potentially a collapse.
I mean, those who are the conservative funds, or maybe we should be more specific, those who manage their own pensions, because you can do that with a lot of pensions these days. You can go in and vary the risk factor of what your pension fund is actually managing or investing in. It would be probably prudent to, if you are very exposed to those stocks, to scale back. Because if you look at what's going on at the moment, the big companies investing in AI, they're borrowing massive, massive amounts of money. So this year, US firms, tech firms, sold $1.7 trillion of bonds to pay for AI infrastructure. In other words, they're borrowing from the bank to build out things like data centers, invest in chips. And they're making almost no money on it at the moment. So ChatGPT loses a fortune. Google is not making money off AI. There's only one company in the world that's really making money off AI, and that's the chip maker Nvidia, and that has become the biggest company in the world. But so far, we're now seeing the first signs of the market and the world starting to wonder, hold on a second, nobody's really making money out of this. Is this actually a bubble? And that, so you're seeing like significant share price falls in companies like Oracle. Oracle has lost half of its value in the last 2 months, like 450 billion euro, which is about the same amount as three times the same as much as every single Irish listed company. So lots of these companies are now losing value. And the big question is, if you're a pension fund or somebody else, or you're just a casual investor, or if you're employed in Dublin, because some of these companies are expanding their offices now in Dublin. Anthropic and OpenAI are expanding their offices here. The question is, are we set for a correction, if not a crash?
Now, the question of the usefulness of AI is not in doubt. I mean, even before the term AI was being widely used, there was all sorts of little AI applications happening to you anyway. I mean, even something like autocorrect of spelling and stuff like that. That's all basically AI in a simpler form. Now we get much more sophisticated uses. But sometimes I find this AI hallucination is a bit bothersome. You're looking for the old-fashioned Google search that just tells me XYZ ABC. Instead, you get an AI generated answer, which is almost on the one hand, on the other.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from with that. So hallucinations where the AI engine, if it's ChatGPT or Google Gemini or whatever, they literally make things up sometimes, because what they're doing is they're telling you what they think you want to know based on a process called tokenization. So they literally, their supercomputer brain literally puts one word after another based on what they have seen the entire internet doing before. So it's not intelligent, it's just predicting what they think you will want to hear. And we've seen this in extreme circumstances, for example, with the kind of questionable AI service Grok, which anyone who uses X might sometimes use Elon Musk's AI system Grok, and that makes things up quite badly sometimes. And so there is a credibility question. On the other hand, if you use Google and you are getting these Google paragraphs, two or three paragraphs at the top of every query that you do, they are quite handy. They're quite useful. They do stop you having to, you know, play the lottery in terms of clicking a link and wondering whether that might lead to the information you're looking for. They do sum things up, and they're getting better at understanding the intent of your question, so they know where to look on your behalf. So I don't think they're going to go away anytime soon.
And of course, Truth Social told the truth when asked about Donald Trump. Did the consumer pay for his tariffs? And the answer was yes. Did Donald Trump cause the insurrection of January 6th? The answer was yes, on his own Truth Social platform. So,
he was owned by his own AI. Yeah.
So there. Anyway, would you be putting any money in AI this year?
So, look, I've just painted a picture of why there is a correction at the moment. And, you know, it's not just, you know, the likes of Oracle, which I mentioned, or OpenAI, whose price is down, or even Palantir, which is a company some of your listeners might be familiar with. The CEO, Alex Karp, a very colorful character, comes across as a mad scientist. That company is valued at $360 billion. It's doubled in 2025. Its revenue is a tiny $4 billion this year. The legendary investor Michael Burry, who you might remember was played by Christian Bale in the Big Short movie, as he recently put it, five billionaires have come out of Palantir, a company with only $4 billion in revenue. That's the downside. The upside is that there still is a lot of development in AI. There's no questioning the technology is useful, and it's becoming more useful. There's no questioning that it's replacing a lot of programming, and that big businesses are starting to use. There is a future in AI, but you need to invest a lot more smartly now.
Adrian Weckler, technology editor with the Irish Independent. Adrian, thank you very much, and happy Christmas to you.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance,
weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.